This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
Let's be honest and admit that we're not running double-digit deficits because we're in an economic slowdown or we can't afford essential services. No, we're running them because Canadians want a boatload of services and we're not prepared to pay for them. We're not in deficit also because we're helping the poor. No, the parties have stated unequivocally it's about getting services to the richest middle class in the world. For example, the NDP Liberals and Greens are talking about free prescription drugs for families earning $80,000, $90,000, $150,000 plus a year. The NDP is promising to help pay dental bills for individuals earning up to $90,000 and will pay the whole bill for households earning $70,000. The NDP plan would pay for any adult-age university student, who obviously doesn't earn anything close to $70,000 while at school, but could be from a very well-off family. The Green Party wants to give free tuition to students, which statistically tells us come predominantly from families in the top 20% of income earners. They'll pay for students from the top 1%. And while they're at it, a Green government would forgive all existing student debt and force taxpayers who didn't attend university to pay. The Conservatives want to help pay for middle and upper middle class men and women to take yoga and Pilates classes with their fitness tax credit. But you'll have to pay for your own latte because, as the Prime Minister likes to remind us, Conservatives are cold-hearted. But at least they're the only party talking about balancing a budget. The Liberals are promising a $2,000 tax credit to help middle and upper middle class families go camping. Now, doesn't that just about say it all? We've got the homeless, we've got people suffering from mental illness who need more help, but we're going to help the middle class go camping. I mean, there's no way, by the way, that the vast majority of Canadians would support these kind of policies if they actually had to write a check, something like $900 per year, in addition to the tax they already pay, in order to balance the budget instead of going into deficit. But they're on board because we're told you can have it all and we'll force someone else to pay, i.e. our children. You know, in the old days, that used to be called freeloading, but today we call it progressive. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.